Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our program about famous people of our times. Today, we are talking to the well-known author and director, David Mason. Welcome, David, and congratulations on the opening of your new film, Albert's Memorial.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me, and a separate thank you for noticing my achievement. It really means a lot to me.
So, was Albert's Memorial a personal project?
Yes, I believe it was. I simply jumped at the chance of doing something that pays tribute to World War II veterans because I don't think they are remembered as much as they should be. As a nation, we owe them such a huge debt for their part in history, and this was one small way to acknowledge it.
Do you have any memories of the war yourself?
Well, I was a little boy at the time, born 6 months after the beginning of the war. But I recall that my dad was in the Home Guard in Finchley, London, where we lived. He'd tell us about bombs dropping all around us one night and missing our house by about 150 yards. People read about all that in books. But if the bomber had been just 1 degree off, I wouldn't be here today.
Filming Albert's Memorial was long and must have been quite tiring. Where do you get your endless energy from? I bet many people are wondering about that.
Well, when I'm working, I'm completely dedicated to the job. I refuse to go out of town, and I'd never have the energy to attend a party, have a few drinks, and then get up and work the next day. Working itself is the thing that fires me up. I can never imagine wanting to retire.
What is your personal way of dealing with problems?
Well, like everyone else, I can get mad about things. I've tried lots of techniques, from keeping a diary, noting down everything I feel, to seeking professional help. But what really works for me is thinking about the worst-case scenario and whether I could deal with that. Nearly always the answer is, yes, I hope so. And then things don't seem so bad.
How do you unwind after work?
Well, when I was younger, I'd say a glass of wine and the telly, gritty crime and comedy series. Certainly not for me nowadays. I'd rather just have a few friends round to relax and chat over a nice meal.
Your work involves a lot of traveling. Is it tricky to fit in family life?
Well, constant traveling has always been normal for me. But at one time, my wife, Jill, did say that I should spend more time with her and our daughter, Sophie. And I took notice of what she said. It can be tough on your family when you're always working, sometimes for weeks at a time, even though we phone each other as often as we can. But I try to make up for it when I'm back, although I do get restless between projects.
Are there advantages of becoming a father later in life?
Yes, I was over 40 when Sophie was born, and hopefully I had a bit more wisdom than I did at 20. I think being a young parent can sometimes mean you also lack patience. Overall, I love being a dad and watching all the stages that Sophie goes through.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our program about famous people of our times. Today, we are talking to the well-known author and director, David Mason. Welcome, David, and congratulations on the opening of your new film, Albert's Memorial.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me, and a separate thank you for noticing my achievement. It really means a lot to me.
So, was Albert's Memorial a personal project?
Yes, I believe it was. I simply jumped at the chance of doing something that pays tribute to World War II veterans because I don't think they are remembered as much as they should be. As a nation, we owe them such a huge debt for their part in history. And this was one small way to acknowledge it.
Do you have any memories of the war yourself?
Well, I was a little boy at the time, born 6 months after the beginning of the war. But I recall that my dad was in the Home Guard in Finchley, London, where we lived. He'd tell us about bombs dropping all around us one night and missing our house by about 150 yards. People read about all that in books. But if the bomber had been just 1 degree off, I wouldn't be here today.
Filming Albert's Memorial was long and must have been quite tiring. Where do you get your endless energy from? I bet many people are wondering about that.
Well, when I'm working, I'm completely dedicated to the job. I refuse to go out of town, and I'd never have the energy to attend a party, have a few drinks, and then get up and work the next day. Working itself is the thing that fires me up. I can never imagine wanting to retire.
What is your personal way of dealing with problems?
Well, like everyone else, I can get mad about things. I've tried lots of techniques, from keeping a diary, noting down everything I feel, to seeking professional help. But what really works for me is thinking about the worst-case scenario and whether I could deal with that. Nearly always the answer is, yes, I hope so. And then things don't seem so bad.
How do you unwind after work?
Well, when I was younger, I'd say a glass of wine and the telly, gritty crime and comedy series. Certainly not for me nowadays. I'd rather just have a few friends round to relax and chat over a nice meal.
Your work involves a lot of traveling. Is it tricky to fit in family life?
Well, constant traveling has always been normal for me. But at one time, my wife, Jill, did say that I should spend more time with her and our daughter, Sophie. And I took notice of what she said. It can be tough on your family when you're always working, sometimes for weeks at a time, even though we phone each other as often as we can. But I try to make up for it when I'm back, although I do get restless between projects.
Are there advantages of becoming a father later in life?
Yes, I was over 40 when Sophie was born, and hopefully I had a bit more wisdom than I did at 20. I think being a young parent can sometimes mean you also lack patience. Overall, I love being a dad and watching all the stages that Sophie goes through.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.